Hi there, we are James and Dan, two fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Another good-looking update from Blencoe Resources. The company has been getting to work in drilling on its Oran Cross graphite project in Uganda. Here to tell us all the latest, it's Mike Ralston. Mike, hello.
Hi, Alistair. Good to be back and good to speak with you.
Yeah, good to speak to you too. So there's lots been happening since the DFS in December. Tell us what you've been up to since then.
Well, as you know, we did an extensive 7,000 meter drill program in the second half of last year, and it was completed. Assay results are coming through and have come through in bits and pieces. But we had two very exciting new discoveries, the Ian deposit and the Beehive deposit. And all of those Ian results have now come through into the market. And this update today is the JORC resource upgrade as a result of that particular deposit getting added into what we have before. So I guess that's one of the principal things that we've been doing over the last couple of months. But in parallel to that, we still continue to do a lot of work in the offtake markets with various different parties that have been testing our products. And there's a lot of very interesting stuff going on there right now. As you can appreciate, there's a lot of critical minerals interest, particularly in the States. And then, of course, the big one for us is working through to get a funding solution. And obviously, there's a lot of work going on there, too. So, yeah, pretty busy, exciting times, and, lots to talk about.
Yeah, so, I mean, the drilling has been ongoing, though, hasn't it? I mean, this drilling today is part of a series of drill programs that you've undertaken. And you mentioned Beehive there. That's still ongoing. What is the significance of Ian, first of all? Let's talk about the drilling at Ian. The resource has been upgraded to a total of 43 million tonnes, I believe, which sounds pretty big to me. And the Ian contribution, sizable.
Yeah, so just to be clear, all the drilling completed last year, it's just getting all the assay results out and getting obviously the JORC resource upgrade completed, which is the back end of the drilling program. But you're right, we had 26 million tonnes of JORC resource before, and adding this further 17 million takes up to 43. So it's a substantial, I think that's 66% increment, which is huge. And, you know, just to be clear, we still have the Beehive to come, which is also looking very, very exciting as well. And what this really means, I guess, for the whole project is that, you know, within our DFS, we had the first 15 years life of mine all mapped out. These results don't necessarily move into reserves. They will sit as resources for now. There would have to be further infill drilling to take them into reserve. But I think it's pretty clear to anyone looking at this that the next 15 years beyond the first 15 that we've already got, is mapped out. And we know exactly where it's going to come from. And what that does is it just gives Oran Cross size and scale. And when you're talking to funding parties, when you're talking to all sorts of different participants who may be interested in coming in and funding it in particular, it's obviously very important to show that size and scale. So, you know, we're starting to put numbers against what we've always said. And I think these numbers are quite substantial.
So you talked about Beehive there. You made it clear the drilling is finished, but the results are still pending. What stage is that process at? And what can we expect? I mean, we've had a resource upgrade today. What's going to happen when the Beehive results come out?
Well, I don't know what it'll amount to in terms of a number, in terms of a JORC resource upgrade. We're definitely going to have another JORC resource upgrade at some future stage. What we've got to do is just start getting all these assay results out, which will start happening very shortly. And then, like we did with Ian, we'll be putting them out as they come through to us. in piecemeal. And at the back end of that, which hopefully won't be too far away, we'll have another further JORC update. And that should take us well beyond the 50 million mark, which would represent a 100% increment to where we started from. So it's been an incredibly successful drilling program, not just in terms of those numbers, but we've uncovered two brand new deposits at surface. We've drilled both of them down to over 100 meters, and we're still in mineralization. So we've got the depth extensions. And I think you're probably going to see that some of the grades that we're getting out of Beehive in particular are very, very exciting. So all in all, a very successful program. And I think, as I said before, it's just going to underline size and scale of this particular deposit and what the project can deliver.
Yeah, quite a milestone if you go through 50 million tons. That'll be amazing. So let's move on to what happens then, Mike. There's been a lot of chatter about visits to the USA in particular, which is presumably linked to funding for Oran Cross. Can you tell us a little bit more about how that sits?
Yeah, sure. Well, I can obviously say what I can say, and parts I might have to leave out. But the reality is, everyone's well aware that there's a huge, a seismic shift in particularly the US, but I think it's probably all the Western markets, and they're trying to remove their reliance on China, and it's going to take time. But that whole process of taking critical minerals back into the fold, and there's huge, huge support. In particular, coming from the States, which is why I've been visiting there to go and tell everybody that I can tell what an incredible project that we've got at Oran Cross. So I've had two trips now, one in December and then a follow-up trip recently in the last week or so. And there's a lot of support. There's support across the board. Everybody understands what we've got and how good it is. At the end of the day, this is a process and everybody's got to follow it. But we are seeing huge interest. The priority at this stage would be P1. We're anxious to get this project up into production as quickly as we can. And that means get P1 funded as quickly as possible. And once that's going, or certainly on its way towards getting going, it just makes the second phase a lot easier because everybody can see there's a project and off-takers and funding, etc. So yeah, there's an array of different parties that we're talking to, and we're going to look at the different options and try and pick the best one that we get, because at the end of the day, it's a, I guess, a once in a lifetime opportunity, and we want to make sure we bring the right partners on board to fund this project going forward. So yeah, it's exciting times. I would just obviously ask everyone to bear with us, but we are working hard. We've got a lot of good options on the table, and we've just got to work through that process and get to an end result.
So some careful decision making to be done with with what looks like shaping up into a great opportunity. In the meantime, what's next for Blencow though? I'm thinking really in terms of news flow here, but news flow and anything else, Mike?
I think I just want to reiterate that this is a unique project. It's a world-class asset. I mean, we're talking about the size and scale, and this latest announcement obviously underlines that. And I think we have mentioned several times that we've literally only drilled a couple of percent of what we've got. So it's not just size and scale, it's the purity of the end products, it's all the low CapEx, low OpEx. Everything we've got there really points to the fact that we've got a world-class project. And at the same time, there's a market that's really, really starting to heat up. And we believe that there's going to be a distinct lack of graphite producers going forward for many good reasons. And so we've got this opportunity right now to make sure that if we take Oran Cross into production over the next 12 months or 12 to 15 months, we could be one of the very few new producers in the market when it's at its absolute peak. And I think that that's pretty special. And I think that we've got to obviously make sure that we do it right and get all our ducks in a row so that we can get the maximum value out of this project for everybody who becomes associated with it. And that means that we're doing a lot of work in offtake. We're showcasing a lot of product to different parties. There's some very, very interesting offtake tenders out there at the moment, and other ones coming, some brand names. And we want to be part of it all. We know that we've got the product that they all want. And obviously, it's all about trying to get new offtake contracts and just add them, keep adding them in, because ultimately, you want to ramp this thing up, and we're going to need all of them to do that. We know we've got all these drill results for Beehive to come, and ultimately another JORC upgrade following that. And then, the big one obviously is getting a funding solution and, probably term sheets first of all, and then going through that final process of getting it all done and dusted so that we can get the money and start building this project over the next 12 months. So I think those are the three main thrusts in terms of news flow. But very, very exciting times. And yeah, we look forward to continuing to put out a lot of good news flow in the forthcoming months.
Well, we look forward to it too, Mike. Congratulations on the resource upgrade today. And here's hoping that the next time we speak, it'll be more good news.
Yeah, thank you very much, Alistair. Speak soon.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words "Jesus saves" written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.